Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you as well to all of you, many others who have sent written greetings from around the country and around the globe. Thanks for being here, sharing this day. We've heard some beautiful tributes, and I suppose one of the greatest tributes to Liz's life is a demonstration of the wide range of influence and broad spectrum of lives touched, as illustrated by the great crowd of witnesses gathered here today. To Bruce, we offer our deepest expressions of love and prayers at the loss of Liz, your precious partner in life. To Sarah and Hannah and Emma and Victoria, we share as best we can your grieving hearts as you bid an earthly farewell to your cherished mother. To Murray and Audrey, know that we will help carry your burden as you mourn the passing of your dear, dear daughter. Really isn't as it should be, is it? To the extended family, please be assured of our continued prayers for you as you minister to each other today. Really, it's hard to believe that barely 3 weeks ago, Liz and Bruce were enjoying a time away as they were accustomed to do, and the events that we are engaging in now were the farthest possible thing from their minds. And yet here we are. Reality has set in. And as we've gathered over the past couple of days and greeted each other, heads shaking, mystified by what's happened, devastated by the reality of the development since last Sunday, despite the heroic efforts made by the medical team to make the outcome much more different than it is today. We can acknowledge before God and each other that Liz's passing is so untimely, so unexpected. Her life was far too short. It just doesn't seem to be the way it should be. And as our heads and our hearts try to process this, it could leave a trail of questions, wondering how and why all this has happened so quickly, grappling for words to make sense of it as it's sunk in over these last few days. Perhaps even angry. One person said to me over the last couple of days, Liz is up there and she's having a real good heart-to-heart with God and saying, what in the world are you doing? And as we take this journey, we are in good company with the prophets of the Old Testament as they grappled with the realities and unfairness of life that at times just didn't make sense for them. And it was not altogether uncommon as you read through the scriptures of the Old Testament that they would question God. And they would ask him, dear God, do you really know what you are doing? Well, the answer to the perplexing uncertainties of our human existence cannot really be found this side of eternity. God's response to the prophets of old is the same today as it was to them. When you don't know where to go with all of this stuff, when it becomes too hard to understand or comprehend, God says, just look to me. The mysteries of life and death are often not comprehensible to our finite minds. It's simply not up to us with our human limitations to figure it all out or even to make sense of it. But there is an answer. There is somewhere to take our questions and our bewilderment and even our anger. In the uncertainties of life, we can claim the certainties of God. When life and death doesn't seem to make sense, look to God. This principle is reflected in the messages of this order of service that has been prepared. In the midst of our grief and our sorrow and confusion, look to God. Trust Him to be who He is, just as He has been through eternity. You know, as Bruce and Sarah and Hannah and Emma and Tori met together and reflected on their relationship with Liz and carefully and thoughtfully crafted this order of service, it's this message that speaks powerfully to them and to us today. Through the songs they have chosen, the scriptures that have been read, the music items presented, the tributes offered, this truth emerges as a tremendous foundation upon which to build our lives for now and for the days to come. And to bring those uncertainties and questions to God. Did you notice and listen carefully to the meaningful lyrics Daryl Lynn and Alexandria and Julianne sang to us just a moment ago? Listen to the words. Don't lift your heart to sorrow, though all around seems in such disarray. God's love is sure, sustaining through tomorrow, dispelling doubt that only brings despair. Don't doubt Him now. Trust in God's love to turn your care to gladness. Prove for yourself the merits of His grace. Find in His strength the will to shake off sadness. Discover, too, the warmth of His embrace. Trust in God's love. Well, what do we know about God? Very specifically, that we can trust in today. In the uncertainties of life. What are those certainties of God? First of all, there's the certainty of hope through grief. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, the Apostle Paul affirms that we do not grieve as those without hope. Now note, it's not that we don't grieve, we do. And we have. And we will. It is human to grieve. We will miss Liz beyond words. We do not want to lose her in this way. We wish she was still here with us, in body, in our presence, laughing and hugging and speaking and breathing. We grieve her loss terribly, and it really hurts. But we've not lost hope. You see, this hope is an eternal assurance that God provides for His people, a forever experience. Liz is living that eternally reality right now. And for God's people, that hope is a reality for us too. When there be a glorious reuniting with God and with Liz, it's a promise from God that is sure and certain. In the uncertainties of life, we experience the eternal hope that is now a reality for Liz. In the uncertainty of life, we experience the certainty of the eternal presence of God. We are reminded of this by some of the verses that it was included under Liz's picture at the back cover of the brochure. This verse was put there intentionally. Listen. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's a message that Liz particularly wanted to make clear to her daughters as they expressed in their tribute. Even at the moment when she heard this devastating news of her diagnosis. The assurance that God is always with us, is always near us, always present in our lives, always speaks into the uncertainties of our life, no matter how complicated or difficult our days get. God is with us. We need not fear. You know, the portion from Psalm 139 that was so beautifully read by Sarah earlier, parts of it said this. Listen to how the psalmist expresses it. Listen. You hem me in. Behind and before, you have laid your hand upon me. Where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me. God is saying to the psalmist, wherever you are, I am. In the deepness of sorrow and the darkness of grief, God is there. In those moments of loneliness, God is there. During the times of laughter and remembering the great occasions together, God is there. During those intimate times of when we are alone with our thoughts and our feelings, God is there. In the uncertainties of life and death, God is always there. In the uncertainties of life, we can rely on the certainty of God's love. One of the greatest gifts that God has given to his children is the ability to love each other as he loves us. Liz loved deeply, and she was deeply loved. She loved her husband and daughters. She loved her parents. She loved her extended family, her friends, and proved it over and over again by the way she lived her life. In fact, during recent conversations I've had, and in times of reflection over these last few days, I've encountered so many accounts of how Liz gave herself to people in love. Even during her last moments, when she was grappling with her own diagnosis, she expressed serious concern to others and to their plight. It is this level of genuine and true love that will be so terribly missed. And yet the Apostle Paul reminds us that God's love never ends. It is eternal and it's unlimited, not bound by space or time. Listen to his words. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword? No. In all things we are conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, says Paul, that neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Our Lord, nothing. May the eternal certainty of God's love bring comfort and peace to you today. And just as there are certainties of God for us through the uncertainties of life, so there are certainties of God for Liz in the mysteries of death. What do we know about God for Liz? You've noticed the term, and it was referred to earlier, promoted to glory, is a term that we use in the Salvation Army to describe the passing of a saint of God into their eternal existence. Liz has been promoted to glory, and that promotion brings with it certain benefits, eternal benefits. She has a new home. Jesus describes the heavenly mansions that he prepares for us who trust him, and Liz has moved into her heavenly home. I can imagine that she's arranging and rearranging her celestial furniture and organizing every detail of that home right now. She has a new body, the scriptures say. The physical human body is temporary, it's perishable. It's created and designed for our temporal existence here on earth. It's susceptible to pain and illness and disease and injury and death. But the scriptures tell us that Liz has now claimed a new body, specially designed for her eternal existence in heaven. It's free from illness or decay or injury or pain or death. And I can imagine her prancing and dancing and being frivolous through the streets of gold, unhindered by the limits of her human weakness and illness. She is claiming the certainty of a final victory when the devastating news that Liz received, that she had been diagnosed with a deadly cancer, she demonstrated an incredible courage and positive spirit that truly inspired those around her. She battled and she fought. And the doctors applied the most advanced methods they could use and their most intimate knowledge to bring healing. But on a human level, we sometimes say that Liz lost her battle with cancer. But that's not the story, is it? She didn't win. She didn't lose. She won. Charles Swindoll, a wonderful writer, tells a story about his friend, Dan Richardson, who in his last days before he died of cancer wrote this reflection called What Cancer Can't Do. He says, cancer is so limited. It can't cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot destroy confidence. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot shut out memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It cannot reduce eternal life. It cannot quench the spirit. It cannot lessen the power of the resurrection. Oh, Liz did not lose her battle. She won eternity. You see, for the child of God promoted to glory, that's not the end. The Apostle Paul makes this boast declaration. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Then, as if he's shaking his fist in the face of the Almighty, as a challenge to its power over death, he declares, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting is death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For Liz, she has won the final battle. She has claimed the eternal life promised to her. She can say confidently with the Apostle Paul, I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have won. In spite of this, there remains much that we don't know, much that causes confusion. How is it that we are still here today? There's something not quite right about it. Questions may linger for some time. There remains the darkness of human grief, a longing that things were different. There may be times when waves of sorrow will overcome and bring tears and weeping. And in the midst of the uncertainty of life, we can hold fast to the certainty of God. The certainty that in our grief, we can find eternal hope. The certainty that God is with us wherever we are. The certainty that God's love will surround us and nothing can separate us from that love. We can find comfort in the certainties of God that Liz is now claiming. The certainty of her new home prepared for her. The certainty of a new body created for her. And the certainty of the ultimate victory over death and eternal life she's experienced. For Liz, this was her worldview. This was what she lived for. The final line of the tribute on the back cover of the Order of Service sums it all up beautifully. Liz believed that her life was in God's hands and that we can take comfort in knowing that she has now been reunited with Jesus in heaven. Well, we've got this unique opportunity today to hear from Liz herself, to have her give the final word to this message, to offer her desire for us today. Last fall, Bruce's mother, Cherie, after a long illness, was promoted to glory. Liz was asked to sing at that funeral, November the 4th, 2016. She chose this song, This Day. The song captured the essence of what it means to rely on God in the midst of the realities and the uncertainties of life, to experience his love and to share it just as Liz had done her entire life. That song was recorded, and the family has asked that we play that recording today. Listen to Liz minister to us through her beautiful voice. Hear the power of the words. This day is frail, it will pass by. So before it's too late, recapture the time. Let us share love. Let us share God. Before this day is gone, this day. Listen as she sings.